This is day two, and today's devotional is titled 200 Brownies by Niles Holsinger. But first, let's praise the Lord.
His holiness, brighter than the purest light. The wonder of His faithfulness, reaching down through all of time. The splendor of His mighty throne, the power alone.
1 Corinthians 13, 1-3 says, "If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing." Lynette was a seventh grade teacher I met during an outreach to one of our local middle schools. When we met, she was 8 days away from completing her first year of teaching. It wasn't her first career. Actually, it was her third. She explained to me that when the Lord began to speak to her about leaving her high-level job in the banking industry and going back to school to become a teacher, she thought it was a midlife crisis. She was in her mid-40s and had an established reputation in a great field, but realized something was missing. She wanted a career that would allow her to spend the rest of her life building others up. On the first day of school, she looked at her students and said, "This year, you will love me, and sometimes you will hate me, but I will only love you." Now, if you've ever been around a seventh grade student, you know that statement would be put to the test very quickly. I asked her if she still felt the same way about her students now that the school year was coming to a close, and she answered, "You know what I did on Memorial Day? I made 200 brownies from scratch and wrapped them up to give to each of my students. I wouldn't have done that if I didn't still love them." Lynette was excited that the school year was coming to an end, but she was even more excited about the news that her teaching contract had been renewed for another year, and she would be back with the students she loves. When I think of her, I think of what my life would look like if I was completely driven by love. Could I do what she did? Could I change the entire course of my life to love people better? Could my eyes see with a love that will cover a multitude of sins, like 1 Peter 4:8 says? When I think of Lynette, I'm reminded of Jesus. Can you imagine the feelings of the woman caught in adultery in John 8 when she looked up into the eyes of Jesus and experienced forgiveness and peace instead of judgment? Or the leper in Matthew 8. Think of his shock when Jesus touched him. Jews were not allowed to touch lepers according to Leviticus, but Jesus touched him and healed him of a disease that had no cure. If we want to be relevant to the world around us, it begins with us loving the world around us. We need more people like Lynette because we need more people like Jesus. What will you do to show the love of Jesus to the world around you today? You may not need to make 200 brownies, but a simple act of love and grace can make a huge difference in someone's life. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that you would open up our heart today to love people the way that you do. We want to see people not for their faults or their shame, but for their value, the value that caused you to die on the cross for them. And we pray today that the people we meet, they will truly see you in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is Proverbs 4:23-26. "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path." Proverbs 4:23-26. Let's say that again. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 4:23-26. One more time, let's say that again. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 23 through 26. All right, great job. Let's go out and love people today.